Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can follow us on social media as well. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Give us a follow. And Rob is at RobParkerFSR on the gram. We got our Renaissance man, Greg Jennings, Super Bowl champion and Mr. Universe
Greg
to boot.
Jennings.
Fox Sports NFL analyst will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. All right. We were the first, among the first, to talk about it because our show began yesterday right after the news broke of the story that Urban Meyer had kicked one of his former players, Josh Lambeau, who played with the Jacksonville Jaguars, had kicked him during a practice. And Rob and I both called for him to be fired because of it, if it was true. And apparently it was true because in no short order, Shad Khan, the owner of the Jaguars, Rob, who had praised Urban Meyer for years and absolutely loved the hiring of Urban Meyer, gave him $60 million in a contract. And after misstep, after misstep, after misstep, after embarrassment, after embarrassment, after embarrassment, he finally realized, I got no choice.
Right.
Like, this is a mess.
Because Chris, and so he got rid of. I'm going to say this. A lesser coach who didn't fly back with his team after the game might have been fired there. Like, right, could have been fired right then and there.
That's fair.
And you know, Urban Meyer has cachet. He's won national championships. So he got a little bit more rope than most guys. Tell me a first-year coach who didn't have that pedigree, Chris. They would have been like, what?
No, you're right. And we had players come on, former players.
Right, who said that's unacceptable.
Like, there's no way you can do that.
Right. So we knew that.
If you got to get on a plane the next day and go back to Ohio because
yes.
you're off, then do that.
That's
but
what you
got to go
do.
Back with your soldiers.
Exactly. So I just think, Chris, I'm not surprised. Remember, I told you this even before the kicker story came out. I thought he should be fired.
Right.
That there's no progress there. Lawrence isn't getting any better. I know they don't have a lot of
he
players.
He might be getting worse.
It's a rebuild. Right. He's regressing. And I know it's a rebuild, Chris, and I'm not going to sit here and say they were supposed to win 10 games and they only won two. No, I'm not saying that. But from day one, from just the – it was almost like, Chris, he sabotaged his own situation. When you think of the moves and the stuff that he's done.
It was arrogance.
Is that what it was? Just thought that he could do whatever he wanted.
Don't you think, Rob?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know, look. He ran in college football.
No, you're the king of the county.
This is why so many fail. Yes.
Right.
You're the king of the state. You really are probably the most powerful person in the state.
And oftentimes, the football coach at state universities, Chris, are the highest paid
right.
state employees. And everybody knows their salary because every salary for a state employee is published. It's public
and
record.
Like you said, they're oftentimes by far
higher than the governor.
Paid. Yep. The president answers to if you're winning.
Yep.
The president answers to you. The boosters obviously support you. You can do whatever you want. And Rob, you brought up Trevor Lawrence, and I think that was a good point because what also may have done it, and I mean, it was so bad. It was like we said, misstep after misstep. But it also seems, and I don't know for a fact, it hasn't been put out there, but it also seems like he and Trevor Lawrence weren't on the same page.
No, I agree.
And that trust was broken, that relationship. Because when your rookie quarterback, Rob, comes out and says, we got to have this guy on the field, James Robinson.
No, on the
over
record.
Over the coach.
On the record, right, right.
Right, on the record. That shows you he was frustrated. And if you watch them, I mean, James Robinson is a good running back. And so he stood up for him. And then, Rob, yesterday before the story came out about Meyer kicking Lambeau, Trevor Lawrence said in his press conference that the constant drama has to stop. And the drama was almost exclusively, if not exclusively, surrounding Urban Meyer. I don't remember any. What was the other drama?
Right, there was
Chris
no other
Doyle,
drama.
The strength and coach, conditioning coach with a racist past.
Right.
Tim Tebow at tight end. You know, the fines
not in the
offseason, right?
Right.
Gardner Minshew it might be our starter.
Right.
Not getting on the plane, the lap dance. James Robinson not playing.
Calling your assistants losers.
Right. Like, it was all – and so that – look, Trevor Lawrence – maybe he doesn't pan out. We don't know. We'll see. I think he will.
Right.
But we'll see.
But we know that.
But
we've seen a lot of young quarterbacks. Yeah. Everybody doesn't pan out. We talked about it before, Chris. You bring in five or six guys in the league, there's a good chance three of them might not make
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And so, but you got to give him every chance to succeed, Rob. And it just seems like he was in such a dysfunctional situation that you weren't giving him a chance to succeed. So that's another reason you probably had to get rid of him. But you think what so what so do you I, think the future I, holds for Urban Meyer?
I think he is unhirable.
As a head ball coach, as he would say?
As a head ball coach, college or pros. I think he's unhirable.
Wow.
And here's why I think he's unhirable.
Period,
at college.
Like for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he should be done as a football coach, Chris.
Wow.
And here's why. Couple things that he did, I think if I'm a college president, I'm going to have a hard time introducing this guy. A, he kicked somebody. Like that is just like he kicked a player. That's unacceptable under any, I don't care what the circumstance is. And we said this yesterday. You know the difference between a love tap and playing around. That player went on the record with the Tampa Bay Times, okay? On the record. He kicked me.
I don't think he would have done it if it's done in...
No.
Come on, man. Get going. Like, no. You know, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Even we had Colette Smith on, female NFL coach, and she said, look, there's ways it can do it where it's not a big deal.
But, you know, but for that, him, but we both know... When guys go on the record, Chris, this is serious because it's just not
something. Right, it wasn't an anonymous source.
Right, you could have said, hey, did you know it was anonymous and it could have come from somebody else? Did you know that someone, Meyer kicked the kicker? You know what I mean? Like, that's different than the kicker putting his name to the story.
Or don't put my name on it, but he kicked
Right, but this is what happened.
Just say
exactly. Number two is when the lap dance and... That was unbecoming. That was showed how irresponsible he could be and disrespectful to his wife. I just thought that painted him in a bad light. And then it's a way younger girl. You know, you want him on campus. I'm just saying, I wouldn't hire him. He could go back and do TV. He could do something. I think he's unhireable. He really... messed up his name from the standpoint of he showed everybody, Chris, he's not a leader. He might be a good football coach and he might have won, but the stuff that he did that we just saw, that's not a great leader to me. And I would have a hard problem leading young men with a guy who's done the stuff he's done the last 3 months, four months.
I hear you. But I think he's proven that he can lead. I mean, he's led. He's already led Utah. And I hear you on his character. And I'll get to that. But Utah, Florida, Ohio State. And you're right that his – and that's what I see with Urban Meyer, Rob, is – and I met him, you know, obviously he's worked for Fox Sports. And he probably will come back to work for Fox Sports. I wouldn't be surprised at all if that
happened. Neither would I. I mean, he could, like a TV job.
I met him, and we talked, you know, he's from Ohio. We talked about Ohio high school sports and football and all that. You know, it wasn't a long conversation, but, you know, seemed like a, you know, it was decent. But when I look from the outside, Rob, looking in, if you look at this and you say, this guy's character is really not good. I mean, that if strictly from the outside looking in, obviously you got all the stuff that happened at Florida under his watch. You got the stuff, at Ohio State.
Aaron Hernandez, who was there.
Right. And you remember the stuff at Ohio State.
Ohio State. With
his assistant coach, Zach Smith, I think was his name.
That was his name, Chris, that he... didn't do anything. And remember, he was suspended for 3 games to start the season after they found out.
And I looked at it was wrong, obviously. Like you said, you're the leader. If you know this is going on, you got to do something about it. He didn't. But I also looked at that. So I blame him for that. But I also looked at it like, well, but he didn't do it. They weren't his actions. But these things with Jacksonville were his actions, Rob. And one thing that I saw that seemed to be a pattern is passing the buck. That's one thing I really didn't like. Look, people have moral failures.
Give me the examples. Which one?
People have moral failures, and he apparently has some, you know, at the bar.
We all do.
Women lap dance and all that. I'm not excusing it, but that a lot of people have done that. But when he says, you know, he's talking to his assistants, and they're struggling in the preseason, I'm a winner. You guys are losers. He's putting all the blame on them.
Right.
When James Robinson doesn't play or is benched for 16 plays, 20 plays, whatever it was, and the press asks him about it, and he says, you know, I defer to the assistant coaches, you know, the position coaches. But then it comes out that he knew. He put it on the assistants. He said, it's not me, it's them. And so I saw too many instances, Rob, where I felt like he was passing the blame. Like, oh, our struggles are not because of me. It's because of my assistants. My assistants aren't good. It's because we don't have the good play, whatever it might be. And that's something that a leader, you got to take hits sometimes for your men. Even if it's not your fault, what do people always say, Rob? At the end of the day, I am the head coach. At the end of the day, I am the boss.
And it's under your watch.
Right. It's under my watch. I got it. Because you can, look, I get it. If you didn't do something wrong and, you know, you hate to put your name on it when it wasn't your fault, but you can say it in a way that gives the guys who were at fault dignity. Look, we're a team. No, I didn't make that call, but you know what? The buck stops with me. And I'm the head ball coach. I keep using this term. I'm going to keep using this term. And anything that comes out of this organization, I'm responsible for.
It's a reflection of me. Ultimately. Right. Ultimately.
At the end of the day.
Chris, you see that?
That's what I didn't like, Rob.
Yeah.
I mean, among other things. But I'll say this, Rob. I don't think he's unhireable.
Yeah, I do.
I think, obviously, he'll never coach in the NFL again. But I agree with you. Look, I think UCLA or somebody would look stupid for hiring him next month or next week. I think that is unpalatable. But a year or two from now, I do think you could hire him.
You can
easily pay. Whether he really would change, and at this age, obviously people think he wouldn't. But you can always play that card. Hey, you know, I made some mistakes. You know, I learned from it. Really does some soul searching. It's been a rough couple years for me, but I love football. You know, I looked in the mirror, and I still know this game, and I still know what it takes to lead young men. You know, you can play that whole card, and people will buy it because you've won football.
But the trail
games.
Now is way long, including the turning the other way to the assistant coach at Ohio State. That's still there. So if you're a president hiring him for college, you're going to have to answer that question. You're going to have to answer how he kicked the player. You have to answer how he's married and in public display getting a lap dance from a young woman in full view of everybody. Those are character flaws. That's what those are.
No, they are. But I think you can explain those because we know every head ball coach ain't a saint.
No,
and every player
that.
Ain't a saint. So,
yeah, but just keep the covers.
But we'll
up.
See. It'll be interesting to see if he wants to. But yeah. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we're gonna throw this out to you. We got Greg Jennings coming up in about 10 minutes. But first, you'll get to weigh in. Is Urban Meyer's coaching career, college or pro, over? I mean, is he unhireable? As Rob said, I say no. You say Rob says yes. What say you? We'll continue the conversation next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we are the Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, you think it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, real talk. Because I know it's legal and all that now, but the truth is your reaction time does slow down when you're high, period. You not only put yourself in danger, guys, but you put everyone around you in danger. So stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any way, shape, or form, because, Rob, they got all types of ways you can do it now. Don't get behind the wheel. Just chill at your crib, right? If you're going to put on some ointment or smoke something or, I don't know, however you rub it on your forehead or
is that what they
grease
do?
Your scalp. I don't know. It's all types of ways. Chew it, right? They got gummy bears. I know
brownies,
they got gummy bears.
Right? Allergies brownies, to brownies all that. Right?
Right.
Oh, man. They whatever got liquids. You name it.
Yeah. But whatever you do, don't get behind the wheel. If you do it, because if you feel different, you drive different. So drive high, get a DUI. This is paid for by NHTSA. All right, 877-99 on Fox, Rob. Is Urban Meyer unhireable? Let's see what you think.
All right, Mason in Washington, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mason?
Hey, what up, fellas? I got to tell you, I love your show. It's the best part of my day. I listen to you guys every night. So
Thank you, Mason.
Great
Thank
work.
You. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Urban Meyer, I would say no. He's not hireable, at least not as a head coach, for the simple fact that he can't come in my living room and recruit my son. Even if I was with it, my wife is going to say no because of the judgment calls, the poor judgment on his part. You're not taking my son under your wing. I don't want no part of that. So maybe an OC, something like that, but not a head coach.
See? Yeah, that's fair.
That's what he's got to be up against. And other people recruiting against him, Chris, will come in and go, have you followed Urban Meyer?
Here's the thing, though. I agree with you guys. And
you
certainly,
all that stuff.
If it was in my, you know, if I was in that situation, I feel you. But he also can play it off like, hey, I hear you. And I learn from my mistakes. You don't know that night in Columbus when I got that lap dance, worst night of my life. I spent the last 3 years, you know, making sure things are straight with my wife and making sure she knows. You can talk it. He knows how to talk, obviously. So I'm just saying that you can get that past some people.
No, you could, but wow. Yeah. Okay. Ed in Orlando, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ed?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love you guys. Rob, Chris, man.
Thank you.
I wanted to say this. You guys are more in line with what I think of Urban Meyer, where he should have, you know, just an example where he should have kicked Josh Lambeau. But I want to ask this because you guys talked to ex-NFL players this morning. Like, for example, Brady Quinn and LeVar Arrington, they said that Lambeau was being a baby and that it happens a lot in the NFL where guys slap each other pregame trying to get each other hyped up.
Well, that's so different.
Hold on.
Did they give you other examples? Because, somebody slapping each other to get hyped up. Yeah. That's different.
That ain't a coach coming over to you, kicking you, telling you you better make field goals.
And maybe they did. They're older guys. Maybe that was acceptable. But what did they say? I mean, you got to give us more than that, guys slapping each other to get hyped.
Right. They said that they saw people get kicked or smacked by the coach and it was okay.
No. They didn't go too much into detail, but they made Josh Lambeau seem a little bit like a whiner, like he was whining, and that wasn't part of it. But I don't know, maybe I got the wrong hint. But Urban, and one thing that I didn't like that they said was not them, but some people are insinuating that he should go back to calling, call like a football show or something. But I can't see Urban Meyer going back and me looking at him the same way. I think instead of bringing value to, for example, to Fox Sports, I think he would devalue Fox Sports. Well, I wouldn't be able to watch it.
I think here's the thing. I think for a
That's
while
for him.
It'll be interesting because
it's a bad taste.
I do
in
think
mouth
he might end up right. I think
this,
for
right
a while
now,
when people see him, that's they're going to think of all these scandals. Now that'll go away after a little while, but immediately, Rob, don't you like? That's the first thing people are going to think of: the lap dance, the kicking the kid, you know, or the player. So, all right, we got Greg Jennings coming up next. We'll ask him about Lambeau.
About
since the caller
kicked.
Brought that up,
right.
Yeah, and Urban Meyer and other things NFL. But first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I do want muscles. That's why I take M-Drive. But I need to get up in the weight room like my man, our next guest. He's a renaissance man. He's Mr. Universe for real. He's
I wouldn't
a Super
kick
Bowl
a guy
champion.
With muscles. Unless he was at the beach.
He actually had some hoop game back in the day. Fox Sports NFL analyst Greg Jennings. What's up, man?
What's going on, fellas?
Let me ask you this, Greg. Are you watching the Chiefs-Chargers game?
Don't tell me anything because I got to watch it when I get home. I had to watch my son sing at his school program, and now I'm headed to pick up my gymnast.
Yeah, okay.
It sounds like you're in the car.
Super
right,
dad.
Right.
That's right. I need to add that too. Your son sings. Can he sing?
He got a couple of vocal cords on him.
Nice.
Now, is
nice.
That you and your wife? Do one of y'all sing? I know you grew up in the church, so you a singer or?
Come on, man, Chris. I agree. You just said it. I grew up in the church. I got three other siblings. We were like the Jennings Four.
Right. Y'all better sing. Right.
The mighty little mighty clouds of joy or something, right?
Hey, and if you're going to spend 8 hours at church on Sunday, you better have some activities.
Right.
You know I'm right, Greg. You know it.
Right.
Yeah, you are.
Greg, let's get to this because we were just talking, and Rob and I said yesterday, we were the like one of the first shows right after the story about Josh Lambeau being kicked by Urban Meyer came out. And we both said he should be fired after that for kicking a player, you know, for a disciplinary reason, not a love tap, not a,
right.
a little joking kick or something. And how do you, I mean, I do understand, like, just myself playing high school football and college basketball, like, that's some of that is old school stuff that coaches could get away with. But how do you feel about that? I mean, you obviously played at the highest level. Have you ever seen a player kicked or hit by a coach? Is that something that in certain situations can be acceptable? Or is that completely over the line in your book?
It's over the line, period. Period. We're all adults. These are grown men. These are married men, possibly husbands, dads. Yep. All of the above. Like you do not do those types of things. It would not be okay if a player did it. We all know the Latrell Sprewell once yes. he put his hand on coach. Like these things have happened. I was in Green Bay and an instance broke out in our wide receiver room where there was an altercation potentially to happen, and it was like trying to calm player and coach down, because if that were to escalate, we don't know what is going to transpire as far as careers on both ends. So when I heard it, I automatically knew. With what we had experienced in the incident earlier in the year with Urban Meyer, that can't happen. Not in the National Football League, and it shouldn't happen anywhere.
And Greg, let me ask you, this looked like this was a train wreck from the beginning, starting with the strength and conditioning coach that he just was hell-bent on hiring despite the racist stuff that was in his background, which was fresh, giving Tim Tebow a roster spot to play a position he's never played at 34 years old, then not going back with the team and the lap dance at his sports bar in Columbus, and then calling his assistants losers. And all. I mean, there's just a long paper trail and a long trail of bad stuff, almost like he sabotaged it. What do you make of all of these things?
Well, it's unfortunate. And these aren't great attributes or actions of display of a leader. And I'm going to be honest, I like Urban Meyer as a coach. I was a fan of how he conducted himself and what he was about at Ohio State. Even back in the day when I was in school, he was at Bowling Green. Like I've always admired how he went about his business. My issue with what Urban did was he was very bullish, and in the National Football League, you cannot be a head coach or any type of coordinator and be bullish and don't have the interest of those around you at heart and let them have some say. And when he made some of those decisions, you could tell that, okay, this is someone who strong-minded, wanted to kind of do it the way he had always done it, be in control, be in power, and kind of dictate every little thing that took place within the organization, and that's just not how it happened. But I will say this, I do commend Shad Khan, the owner of the Jaguars, for making this decision, because it needed to be made. It was a tough decision. It wasn't in favor of probably all fans of Urban Meyer, but it was a decision that had to be made now.
Greg, and this is about the game tonight. It won't mess you up when you watch it. But the Chargers' first drive, one of their receivers got injured trying to catch a ball in the end zone. Rob G, give us the name, if you have it, who it was.
Mike Williams.
Harhan. Donald Parham. Donald Parham. And he was taken off on a stretcher. And so It looked like he got knocked out, like he hit his head on the ground and was knocked out. You know how a guy gets knocked out?
The
like
wind
their body,
out of them?
They're just out. No, their body is like frozen, right? Wow. And that's what it looked like. But when you see a player get injured seriously like that, how is it for you as a guy that's still got to play the game? Are you able to just get that out of your mind, or does it bother you for a while or maybe even the rest of the game?
Obviously, you know, you feel for the individual, the player who just experienced whatever hit or whatever injury, but you have to remove it from your mind. And it sounds so harsh even coming out of my mouth even now, but because you can't play with that type of thought process or moment in your frontal view. You have to throw it to the back of your mind. You have to try to forget about it and move on, because just like any sport, in anything, if you're playing with concern or worry, you're playing careless and you're playing with fire. And this is not the type of game where you play timid, you play with caution. No, you go full 100% every single time, because when you don't, that's when injuries tend to happen.
All right, that's our man Greg Jenny. Sorry,
thanks
we
so
gotta
much,
cut
man.
This one short, but great stuff as always, brother.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Peace. All right, COVID is ravaging the NFL and the NBA. How should the leagues navigate this? We'll get into that next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And again, guys, it can happen easily. You have a few drinks, have a few more drinks. Next thing you know, you've had a few too many. And it's time to go home, and you think about calling for a ride, and then you say, nah, what's the worst that can happen? I get pulled over. I lose my license. I total my car. No! You kill yourself or kill someone else. Drive sober, brothers, or get pulled over. This is paid for by NHTSA. All right, Rob G, get in here. Like, COVID, it is running roughshod over the NFL and the NBA. We talked to Kendall Gill earlier. He does broadcasting for the Chicago Bulls. And, you know, the Bulls had, what, two games canceled or postponed?
Postponed,
this week,
right.
They've been off, basically, because COVID is ravaged so many of their players. The Cleveland Browns, Rob, and it's sad. It's unfortunate. You know, they need every game they can get, right?
Baker wants them to postpone the game, right?
Yeah, he does. And look, if I was in his shoes, it might be worth a try. I don't think it's going to happen. It's hard for the NFL to do that. But I'm not mad at him for trying to throw that out there. But, you know, they're down. Not only is he out, Baker, with COVID, not only is his backup, Case Keenum, out with COVID, but now they're going with their third stringer, Nick Mullins, in a game, Rob, against the Raiders that they absolutely must have. They basically need to, I mean, they can't give away any games. They're 7-6. It's a battle in the AFC, as the NFC too. But they need this game. This could cost them, Rob, a playoff spot. But it is what it is.
Right. It is a big game, but I don't know what else you can do. I know Baker, sent out some social media texts, Chris, kind of criticizing the NFL because they're on fumes. And I'm sure that they're like, this isn't what we want. We don't want to be playing a game without our players, down to a third string. Yeah, and their coach is out again, too. Am I right?
Right, right. And, of course, remember, they won a playoff game last year without Stefanski. But not without Baker and his backup. So, Rob, the NFL did put down some new rules to try to combat this, which is that if you're, Rob G, and correct me if I'm wrong, what is it? If you are positive for COVID and you have been vaccinated, you just need one negative test instead of two to get back on the field. Is that right, Rob G?
Rob, yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay. So, Rob, fortunately, it seems like this latest strand, Omicron, is, you know, a lot of people are getting it, but because people are vaccinated, it's not doing the damage as much as it did at first.
The hospitals will be filled to the brims right now.
Right.
If people weren't vaccinated.
Right. Like, and so that is good. Like, there does, and like we said yesterday, you got to leave it to the doctors. But if the doctors can say, like, because some people want asymptomatic players to be able to play even if they have COVID, if they're asymptomatic. And look, I don't know if it gets to a point where, you know, you get it, but it's, you know, it's almost like the flu. It's not going to do damage to you. But the thing is, how do you know? Because it's affected different people in different ways.
Right.
Joel Embiid had it and said he wasn't sure if he'd get through it.
Right. And remember, he was down for a few weeks, Chris. Yeah. It was scary, he said.
And I don't know if he was vaccinated. Rob G., if you know that, let us know. But a lot of people that are getting it are vaccinated. But they're not suffering the long-term or, you know, the nasty side effects as much as someone.
And that's why people
vaccinated.
Could be asymptomatic, Chris. You know, right. like you have it, though, but you have the vaccination, which is fighting off and not allowing you to get to that serious sixth stage where we saw earlier where people
right.
were.
And some
dropping.
People who even remember when some people got it initially before the vaccination came out, some still didn't really have bad symptoms. You know what I mean? They didn't have it
but
badly.
But then there were other people who had to go on ventilators and
right.
all kinds of stuff and never came out of the hospital.
Jason Tatum for the Celtics, remember he said a month later he was still struggling with his wind at
right.
times. And so I don't know. Maybe it just seems like it might be too much of an unknown to really loosen things up too much. But I get, like, I don't know. Again, I defer to the medical community, but there you would think there would get to a point, Rob, where if somebody gets it, it doesn't mean that everything has to stop. Just like you get the flu. The flu, of course, you know, 100 years ago was a pandemic. And then over time, you know, vaccinations and immunity
right.
and all that.
People still go get the flu shot if you're susceptible.
Right.
But it's not going to kill you. And that,
right.
you know, I shouldn't say
in
that.
Most cases, in most cases.
In most cases, right. I didn't want to say that because people do die from the flu.
Yeah.
But not like it was when it first hit the scene. And yeah, Chris, this is a slippery slope, trying to figure out what's going to work. I saw that they are banning, like, visitors on the road trips, no in-person meals together. They're doing a lot of stuff to try to curtail it as much as
yeah,
possible.
Yeah, they really are.
I mean,
really
when you
are.
Think about that, like, you know, like no visitors. No, you know, like that's a big step. They're just saying, because you got to remember, last year there were no fans. Even in Toronto, what do we talk about in the NBA? 50% now fans in Toronto.
Right.
On Saturday.
Right. Well, Rob, this game, too, and again, all love for the caller that called in with it's disrespectful to compare Patrick Mahomes to Justin Herbert. Disrespectful to Herbert. It's early. But so far, Kansas City's up 7-0. Justin Herbert, 3-for-9 with an interception. And, Rob, they had the ball 1st and 10 at the Kansas City 24 to start the game. And 1st and goal from the 5. And Herbert went 0-for-4. Mahomes, meanwhile, their first drive, he's 6-for-7, 71 yards. It's early. I get it. But I'm just saying, disrespectful to Justin Herbert. Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Don't make me put on Brand Nubian. Slow down. Remember that song, Rob?
Yeah, I do.
That's a little young for you, I know. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. I remember that. What are you talking about? I'm not that old.
All right. We got an hour left. Keep it locked, Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening,
why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.